From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for the Trump administration from a leading Democrat not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move.
Absolutely, it was a strong move forward. It was great to see China and Russia join us in that. It now needs to be followed up with diplomacy, where we get China and the United States working with the same strategy with North Korea to find a way that we can ease the tension and get North Korea to change directions.
Sanctions resolution that the Security Council passed unanimously on Friday put more limits on imports that supports North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
North Korea is calling for the latest sanctions. They're saying that they are an act of war. A suicide bomber blew himself up close to Afghanistan's National Intelligence Agency in the capital Kabul today, killing at least five, wounding two others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Blast comes a week after the Islamic State claimed an attack on a training facility for that same agency that ended when the attackers were killed before causing significant casualties. Peru's president has granted a medical pardon to jailed former leader Alberto Fujimori, who has served 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption, remains a divisive figure in Peru. He is by those admiring for his attack on the leftist rebels, whereas many think of him as a dictator. This is VOA News. U.S.-based company Research Now SSI, hit by a fire in the Philippines, is now confirming that 37 of its employees died in the blaze. Fire erupted Saturday, and by Sunday it was brought under control, but smoke continues to billow from the building. Local fire marshal says the blaze could have started in a furniture store on the third floor of that building. Spain's King Felipe directed his Christmas message to the separatist-minded region of Catalonia and what he says is the need to avoid confrontation. In an October speech, the king condemned what he called the unacceptable disloyalty of Catalan separatists. Pro-independence lawmakers dominate the Catalan parliament after Thursday's election. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy disbanded the previous parliament after Catalonia legally held an independence referendum, leading to violence and nationwide chaos. UN Refugee Agency urging Greek authorities to speedily transfer thousands of refugees and migrants living under grim conditions on Greek islands to the mainland where they can receive better care. More now from Lisa Schlein.
The UNHCR reports nearly 20,000 people have reached the Greek Aegean islands since July. More than 70% of all arrivals this year are Syrian, Iraqi, or Afghan. It says 4 out of 10 are children. Puyi tells VOA the European Union's plan for relocating refugees to different member states appears to have stalled.
You're right pointing out the fact that there is a need for a fair allocation, and we've been calling for a mechanism within the EU to be able to deal with emergency situation and to help states that receive most arrivals, in this particular case with Greece and Italy.
Meanwhile, Puy says the UNHCR welcomes the support of mayors of towns and cities of its accommodation scheme on the Greek mainland. She says she hopes the agency's goal of moving 22,000 asylum seekers into these places by the end of the year will be met. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis strongly defended immigrants at his Christmas Eve Mass, comparing them to Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus. Pope said so many other footsteps are hidden in the footsteps of Joseph and Mary. He says the tracks of entire families forced to set out in their own day. Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations in Bethlehem, traditional birthplace of Jesus. They had a colorful march throughout Manger Square. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.